farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
If you're a farmer in St. Anne, this morning's program is specifically for you. This is There's Improvement Being Made in the Agricultural Arena, and it's coming your way. Stay tuned to find out what that is. We'll also have our proverb of the day coming up at the end of the program. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
St. Anne farmers will soon have access to the cold storage facility in Lidford. The facility was closed last year, but is now set to be reopened June 1.
We will have cold storage facilities for farmers, not only in Southeast St. Anne, but nationally.
Youth and Culture Minister and Member of Parliament for the area, Lisa Hanna. The facility will help to drive the focus on exports and supporting the local agricultural sector. Minister Hannes says it will also provide added benefits to the farmers in and around the Lidford area.
Provide added processing to create more value added, integrate our agricultural production to the demands in schools and the Government of Jamaica institutions, and most importantly, open up export markets.
Minister Hannes says she has met with over 400 farmers in Southeast St. Anne and representatives of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to coordinate and supply an integrated chain.
A lot of work needs to be done, but we've laid the foundation for a brighter future for agriculture in this country.
Youth and Culture Minister and Member of Parliament for Southeast St. Anne, Lisa Hanna. The proverb for this morning is, Ano every mango got magich. Translation, it's not every mango that has maggots. This means that everybody is not the same. People have different characteristics, and you shouldn't make assumptions or generalize.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done, but when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other JIS-produced programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels and producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.